This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis has touched down in Colombia on his 20th apostolic journey abroad. Greeting him on the tarmac at Bogota Airport was the country's president, Juan Manuel Santos, as well as crowds of Colombian faithful. Vatican Radio's Linda Bordoni is in Bogota and sent this report.
Pope Francis has arrived in Colombia. The papal plane touched down in the military area of Bogota's airport just after 4 p.m. local time, where a large delegation of church and state authorities, including President Santos, welcomed him as he stepped onto the tarmac. A crowd of eager Colombian faithful was also there, waving flags, cheering, and clapping to the rhythm of traditional music and dance, while a little boy who was born in captivity, the son of former FARC hostage Clara Rojas, hugged him and handed him a handcrafted ceramic dove, symbol of peace. It is Pope Francis's 20th apostolic journey abroad, and during his five-day visit, he will take his message of reconciliation and hope to all Colombians as he visits the cities of Bogota, Villavicencio, Medellin, and Cartagena, from where he will depart on Sunday, the 10th of September. It's been 31 years since the Bishop of Rome set foot in this ravaged nation. There were no official discourses scheduled for the occasion, and none were needed, as Pope Francis immediately set the tone for the visit with a powerful gesture of attention and care for those closest to his heart. Making his way down the red carpet to the Popemobile, he stopped at length to touch and caress disabled and sick children. And especially poignant and significant in the Colombian context, he took time to engage with and bless, one at a time, a group of disabled military veterans, representing one of the too many groups of victims of a conflict the nation is struggling to put behind. Then the streets were packed with people, ordinary Colombians, for the whole 15-kilometer drive to the Nunciature, where retired Pope Francis can rest and gather strength for a grueling pastoral visit charged with expectations as he takes the first step with all the people of the divided and suffering nation as they seek the best route to navigate the treacherous path to peace. But before tucking up for the night, Francis again gave voice to the voiceless and spelt out his priorities by sharing his joy and his faith with a group of poor orphan children and vulnerable adolescents.
Muchas gracias.
Never lose joy, never lose hope, he told them, and don't forget to pray for me. In Bogota, I'm Linda Bordoni for Vatican Radio.